This is Jay Sekulow breaking news. The FBI fires Peter Strzok, and we've got an update on Pastor Brunson.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
FBI agent Peter Strzok was fired by the FBI's deputy director Friday afternoon, and the statement alleges that the deputy director overruled the findings of the FBI's internal disciplinary office, known as the Office of Professional Responsibility, that had recommended a suspension as well as a demotion for Peter Strzok because of the anti-Trump text messages.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
We're not going to have a normal relationship with Turkey until they let Pastor Brunson out. The charges against him are complete shams. It's a bogus event regarding Pastor Brunson and others who work for the American Embassy. They had nothing to do with trying to topple the government.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Busy news day starting off on Monday. Two issues that we're involved in. One, of course, is the situation in Turkey. The lira continues to fall. Sanctions imposed. Andrew Brunson still on house arrest. We're going to get into details on that later in the broadcast and give you an update on that. The rhetoric from Erdogan has increased. They're expecting more sanctions to be put in place. And the economy of Turkey is cratering. That's an understatement. We'll bring our law and economics experts on to discuss that in a couple of segments. Also, big breaking news. Peter Strzok, who, of course, was the lead FBI counterintelligence agent on both the Russia probe, the Hillary Clinton email investigation, and the lead investigator in the questioning of General Flynn, has been fired by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Again, if you're just joining us, Peter Strzok, who's been on leave since the Office of Inspector General report came out, has now been fired by the FBI. In other words, he is no longer an employee of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Now, you take a look at that. You take a look at Andrew McCabe, the former deputy director. You look at James Comey was fired. You look at Rubicki, who left the FBI, Lisa Page, who quit. These people also worked on the special counsel's investigation. In fact, Peter Strzok was the lead investigator. Bob Mueller fired him after the Office of Inspector General came out with the report. And I continue to ask what happened to the evidence he gathered during that period of time. But needless to say, this is a major, major development.
He was the chief of the counterespionage section within the FBI. That's why he would have been pulled over to the Mueller team, why he was involved in everything high profile you just discussed, including the Clinton investigation, Mike Flynn, of course, the President of the United States. He opened that investigation to the Trump campaign before special counsel was appointed. He was working with Christopher Steele through Bruce Orr. I mean, he's connected to every one of these people. Working with Andy McCabe, who got fired, working with Jim Comey, who got fired. Now he gets fired. And what is the key? Why did the deputy director decide to take this action? Well, a lot of times this will come from what Inspector General's find. And what we see in a finding, and again, we always more information will come out to the people eventually.
Certainly.
But what we see is this key line, I think, is that the Inspector General of the FBI, Horowitz, concluded that Strzok showed, quote, a willingness to take official action to hurt Trump's electoral prospects, particularly in a text that he sent telling Page, quote, will stop Trump from being president. So that alone would be it for the head of the FBI counter-espionage unit getting involved in U.S. politics and trying to utilize his power and influence in the FBI to impact U.S. politics. And then after the president gets elected, he doesn't stop. He tries to then start a takedown of the U.S. presidency.
Yeah, this actually started the year, if you look at it, it starts a year before the probe that Bob Mueller's involved in, the special counsel probe. This started a year before. So Peter Strzok has been involved in this from the outset. He's the lead investigator. He's now been fired by the FBI. Of course, he had the email exchanges with Lisa Page, but more so than that, I mean, I think is you got to recognize what's going on here. The irregularity in this investigation, I said that's the corruption from the start, is unprecedented. It continues. Now the FBI finally taking action. But what does all this mean? We're going to take your calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. We're going to be back with more in just a minute, but boy, we got a lot to talk about. Then we got an update on Turkey. More sanctions on Turkey. That's coming as well. So a lot to talk about. Again, we'll take your calls and comments, your reaction to all this breaking news. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We brought in our legal experts here in our studio. Obviously, breaking news here, two things. One is Peter Strzok has been fired by the FBI. We're going to get into that. Also, let me give you a quick update on Andrew Brunson right now. Look, I don't know what the status of the lira is this morning. I'm going to go to Harry Hutchinson on right now. But the Turkish lira has been steadily falling here. What's the latest this morning?
Well, the lira continues to plummet, and it is likely to continue to plummet as long as the Turkish government does not change its policies on two issues. Number one, release Pastor Brunson, and then number two, reduce its dependence on foreign debt. Inflation is going up enormously, and there are huge problems in the Turkish economy.
So we're going to get to that in a little bit, but I want to give you a heads up on that because we're monitoring that situation now. And I will tell you this, we continue our work on behalf of Pastor Brunson in multilateral negotiations, the United States government and as well. But look, he's at home under house arrest. He needs to be back in the United States. Turkey's going to pay a price. They are paying a price for their entrenched position here. And they're doing it at their own detriment. All right, let's go also to the other breaking news, because there's a lot of it today, and that is the situation with Peter Strzok being fired. So you've got an FBI director. Jordan, you were saying this during the break. I think it's important for our audience to hear this. We got an FBI director, and excuse me, an FBI director that's gone, James Comey. You got an assistant FBI director, Andrew McCabe, gone. You've got a senior lawyer with the FBI, Lisa Page, gone. You got the chief of staff of the FBI, gone. Now you have the lead counterintelligence agent, who worked on both the Hillary Clinton matter and the Russia probe. And also interviewed Admiral Flynn, which led to these charges against him for perjury on the misstatement of a time frame, which is exactly why you've got to be so careful in these situations. But you look at all of that and you say, okay, now the FBI has fired him. You've got an Office of Inspector General report coming out. That's going to be supposedly more detail.
Yeah. Two people important to this investigation have fired Peter Strzok. It's for all the liberals out there. Today, it was ultimately the FBI, which is overseen by the Department of Justice. But it was who fired him first? Bob Mueller, liberals. Bob Mueller said, we got to get rid of this guy. He is ruining our entire investigation. I mean, he is our lead. The FBI gives us their lead investigator, and he's worthless to us. In fact, he could be the end of us. So we better get him out. And they ultimately did. Now, what we don't know is, the guy is the one who started the Trump investigation into Russia, literally he started it, and the campaign.
Yep.
What happened with all that information combined with the Comey notes that led to the appointment of a special counsel. I mean, are they still using Peter Strzok's counter espionage information?
For a year before
putting it all together.
Before Bob Mueller was even pointed. Now, Lindsey Graham at the same time is calling for a second special counsel as Bruce Ohr, the former number four at the Department of Justice, is set to testify before Congress, whose wife was working for Fusion GPS. Now, this is absurd. I mean, let's just be really clear here. This investigation, the corruption that started this and permeates it, I think is an unprecedented, Andy Economo, former U.S. attorney, unprecedented.
This is a rotten tree. It's not a poison tree. It's a rotten tree that's poisoned. And I lay the blame at the feet of the people who should have known better. You needed to vet this guy. You needed to keep him on a short leash. They didn't do that. I mean, he said in May, the exchange that was that took place on August 8, 2016, Jay, Page to Strzok, that's his girlfriend to him, Trump's not ever going to become president, right? Right? And Strzok says to her, no, he's not. We'll stop it.
Yeah, and then they had the insurance policy as they discussed in Andy's office, and that being Andrew McCabe. Having said all of that, now you've got to ask the legal question from the outset here. What happened to the evidence that was gathered during this year and a half counterintelligence investigation? Remember, the Russia collusion aspect of this whole matter was led by Peter Strzok. Now, everybody on this panel is legally trained, and I'm going to start with Wes Smith here, who's got a master's in law. So, tell your analysis of, and you actually took some courses with John Ashcroft on this, national intelligence, but you also served in the military. And the mishandling of something like this would raise, in the military context, incredible. I mean, those military officers would be court-martialed.
Absolutely, they would. The military has very strict standards about things like this. The amazing thing is that officials at the FBI were able to get away with this for so long.
Yep.
And we don't really know, Jay, how pervasive the corruption is at the FBI, with great admiration for the agents in the field who are patriotic Americans who put their lives on the line. At FBI headquarters, apparently the corruption and the bias was so pervasive, so much so, think about this, Strzok was fired by the deputy director. The Office of Professional Responsibility that reviewed all of Strzok's misdeeds had only recommended a 60-day suspension and a demotion. And so you wonder about, has corruption actually gone into the Office of Professional Responsibility?
Well, I think the OIG and then, the assistant director, those are the ultimate authorities.
Yes.
The Office of Professional Responsibility doesn't take very serious action generally. They could. But I will tell you this. If you look at the context of what's going on here, Harry, and you look at where this has been and where it's going, I mean, I don't know how you could say this is a legitimate inquiry at this point. I cannot think of a situation where the corruption within the investigation has been so clear.
Jay, you're absolutely right. So if we go back to the Inspector General's report, Michael Horowitz concluded that Strzok showed a willingness to take official action to hurt Trump's electoral prospects. He attempted to stop Trump from winning, and then he purchased an insurance policy. So what we have here, Jay, is a rotten building built from wood from a rotten tree. And the Supreme Court has said in 1963 in the Wong Sung case that the fruit of a poisonous tree must indeed be excluded. So it needs to be excluded from the special counsel's investigation.
Well, that's like their entire investigation. A lot of it. I mean, up until, when did Strzok was fired and when? April or May?
June.
Yeah, June. So, I mean, like a couple of months ago. So, you know, this is serious stuff. Now, when did he leave his special counsel's office? Do we have that date? Yeah, I'll get that. I think it was maybe towards the first of the year. But anyways, the point is, all of that evidence from before is still out there. And what happens to it? Well, in a legal proceeding, it would not be admissible. Be fruit of the poisonous trees, the Wong Sung cases, as Professor Hutchinson just said. That's normally how this would work.
People want to know how this punishment goes into place. How do these Peter Strzok, with their smirk on the face, the way he treated Congress, firing the bureaucracy, not firing political appointees is tough. But let's go to Jerry in Rhode Island on line two. I think we've got a lot of former federal
yep.
employees that are listen to our broadcast. They understand these pension issues as well.
Yep.
Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jerry. Go ahead.
Morning, team. Question: being a retired municipal person,
yes,
with a pension. Now, you people said Strzok was fired. He was terminated. Did he not qualify for his pension? In keeping that in mind, because Orr is still accruing points towards his pension.
Oh, when Bruce Orr is still a senior official inside the United States Department of Justice. I mean, which is mind-boggling. Now, having said that, I think you got to be realistic here, Jerry. That there will be the action is being taken against Peter Strzok, and what impact it has within the merit system will be determined. And what if there's a referral to, for instance, to a U.S. attorney's office? That could be something here, Andy. I mean, there's multiple. This is just the beginning of this phase. They put him on leave. Now they fired him.
That's right. I mean, this could drag on for a while until a determination is made as to what his status with respect to the pension is. The important thing is that he has finally been terminated from the government service. And that's, I think, the critical thing. A corrupt.
What do you think it means for the case? For the investigation that the special counsel
is doing.
Listen,
if I was conducting an investigation, and I supervised FBI agents as an assistant U.S. attorney in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Atlanta, and if I found out that I had an agent as corrupt as Peter Strzok, who was gathering the information the way he was doing it and had an opinionated view of things, it would undercut my investigation, and it would terrify me. It would terrify me is what it would do.
No, I have a feeling they are pretty terrified over there over this kind of move because he started everything starts with Peter Strzok.
I mean, Hillary Clinton's investigation,
the dossier getting
the
around,
the situation with General Flynn, and of course the whole Russia
problem. So literally, Hillary Clinton, FISA. That Comey decision to reopen, he was advising these guys. He was in Andy's office. Andy McCabe. Again, I think so.
To be clear, Peter Strzok was removed from Bob Mueller's team last summer. But remember, this investigation started before the appointment of Bob Mueller. He was there for a year. He was the lead investigator for a year. Yeah. So I don't think they segregated out the evidence. But it is the fruit of the poisonous, I think.
A lot of bizarre powers, too. When he moved to Bob Mueller's team, I don't have exactly from it. He kept these powers to declassify things like that normal investigators on a special counsel's team wouldn't have.
So that's right.
It's a lot of very powerful abilities that only the counter-espionage.
Because that's a whole different.
Person would have. So, and the only reason he joined special counsel teams, if I could keep this power, tells you a lot about him.
Wes, very quickly, I'm going to get 30 seconds here because you do it for your military. Right. Some of that's handling counterintelligence. That is a whole different animal.
A whole different lane, and you don't take that and then cross it over to an investigation on Russia collusion. Just not done. It's a total. You need to stay in a separate lane for that.
All right, we're taking your calls. Big day in the news. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. We also have updates coming out of Turkey. Literally as we speak, 1-800-684-3110. Back with more in just a moment.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online aclj.org.
Two big news items. One is more sanctions on Turkey for Pastor Brunson's release, and also Turkey's economy is really hurting. The lira, and I'll go back to Harry Hutchinson quickly on this. I don't know if you followed it the last few minutes, but it dropped this morning significantly, correct?
10% this morning, around 45% this year. In addition, the inflation rate in Turkey is approaching 85% on an annual basis, and the value of foreign-denominated debt is rising as the Turkish currency falls.
Let Andrew Brunson come home to the United States. NATO ally, Turkey, because it's not going to get better for you under this. And Erdogan's a strong man. I get it. That's how he runs his country. But let me tell you something. The United States and a lot of our allies are not taking this anymore. And the financial impact on this is significant, and it could impact geopolitical relations around the globe. So they need to let this pastor back. It'll be a billion-dollar pastor by the time you're done with him. Take your calls at 800-684-3110. Peter Strzok fired. Good comment here coming in from our friend at Fox News, Catherine Harris. Just to put this in context, and we encourage you to give us a call again, 800-684-3110. Here she goes.
What's key here is that Agent Strzok is kind of at the intersection, the nexus. He is the common link between the Clinton email case and the Russia investigation, and the one other person who also held that sort of dual-hatted role, who was really in a decision-making position, was former Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. And now both of these individuals have been fired for cause by the FBI.
I think what Senator Graham is calling for with the appointment of a special counsel here to investigate all that. I've said it before, and I know it's going to create a lot of noise today in the news if I say it again, but I'm going to say it again. A special counsel needs to be put in place. And I don't like just appointing special counsels, but I don't think it's you know what, we said this when we were dealing with the IRS challenges, they were institutionally incapable of self-correcting. I think this situation is running so deep, both at the top and at the bottom, that a special counsel to look at the irregularities of all of this needs to be put in place. Now, they've got the U.S. attorney out in Utah that's handling a part of this, but I think this is calls for something a little bit more, although they're not independent counsels, nor should they be, a little bit more independent of the – maybe bring in a lawyer like they bring in someone from the outside, and Bob Mueller wasn't working for the Justice Department at the time that they hired him. Maybe that's what you do, is you appoint a special counsel to look at this, because, folks, this is – it's mind-boggling in scope that the lead investigator of the entire inquiry was engaged in this kind of activity. But worse than that, or as bad as that, is that he continued on producing – for a year and a half, basically over a year, because he predated the Mueller appointment. And I keep going back to what happened to the evidence that he gathered. Well, did it lead to the charges being brought against General Flynn because of the interview that was done by Peter Strzok? Is that where it started? And what does that mean for that? What does it mean for this entire investigation? And I know the media is going to be saying, well, you know, what does this have to do with the special counsel's office? Everything. To be very clear, everything. And again, I think that the issues here are deep enough that we have to get some answers to some additional questions now. And those include what happened to the evidence that was gathered by the Office of Special Counsel or was utilized from the pre-Office of Special Counsel days, in other words, the year before, and was still used in this investigation. And where did that go? Is that the fruit of the poisonous tree? And I think the answer to that constitutionally is yes, it is. All right, let's go ahead and take a phone call.
Yeah, Bob in Delaware on line three. Bob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Bob.
Yes, hello.
Go ahead.
Mr. Sekulow, I was wondering if you saw a downside to the firing of Mr. Strzok in that as a DOJ employee, his cooperation under oath with the Inspector General was mandatory. As a civilian, they would have to subpoena him to a grand jury or to Congress.
Yeah, I don't think he – I think the Inspector General report, whatever that's going to be, Andy, is probably – that research has been done. I'm sure his – listen, I'm sure that Peter Strzok had a lawyer advising him. He should. And, but he testified in front of Congress, if you remember that. And I think at the end of the day, it did not serve him well, because not only did he come off as smug and it's just kind of developing this kind of holier-than-thou attitude, the fact of the matter is – I mean, look, I've got a lot of friends on the left here and that are friends of mine. You look at this politically, look at it legally. How can you say this is normal? Andy, is not a typical investigation. This is an investigation fraught with irregularities from the very start of this.
It is, and it's really sad to see an investigation conducted by what was once, and I hope once again will be the premier law enforcement agency in the United States and the world, and that's the Federal Bureau of Investigation. But what I see really is disheartening. You had a man, Strzok, appear before Congress. He was smug. He was arrogant. He was self-righteous. He tried to justify the things that he did. The caller asked if there is a downside to the firing. I say absolutely no. He needed to be gotten rid of, and he was. My only regret is that it took so long to get rid of him.
Well, Harry, let me ask you this. If you look at it from a constitutional perspective, just looking at constitutional law, how do you see it?
Well, there are huge problems. I would broaden it, though. I would suggest that there is potentially a conspiracy to bring down a duly elected president. It involves Bruce Orr, Nellie Orr, Andrew McCabe, James Comey, and Peter Strzok. In addition to which, Peter Strzok arguably was negligent with respect to his investigation of Hillary Clinton. Why? Because he favored her candidacy and he disfavored then-candidate Trump. So clearly we have an issue here that needs an additional investigation.
Jordan?
Yeah, I think that this ultimately, I mean, you get to this, I believe every time we've turned the spotlight on the investigators, which is what happens in the day we live in, they don't survive. Peter Strzok just got fired. Jim Comey is fired. Andrew McCabe is fired. Bob Mueller's team, again, and they're the most secretive. I think if you could turn the light up on them, you'd find out a lot more, too. Because like how they utilize this. They had
evidence.
They're working. This was their colleague, Peter Strzok. They decided this is the guy we're going to bring over to our special counsel's team to give us all the info we need.
Yeah.
So none of them were smart enough to pick up on the weaselness of him. And yet, when he appeared before Congress, man, it must be pretty weaselly in government these days that they don't pick up on this, because when he appeared before Congress,
it was pretty clear.
He had that look of just,
he's shaking his head. Yeah,
and also, you know, you mentioned the idea of a special counsel being brought in to investigate the FBI and the Department of Justice. The FBI, deservedly so, is trying to get their reputation back. And Jay, I see no way for the DOJ and the FBI in particular to regain their reputation as a unbiased premier law enforcement agency, unless they get to the bottom of this and someone comes in from the outside and does a complete and thorough investigation and cleans house. I see no other way for them to get their reputation back.
You know, we said with the IRS, when we were dealing with the challenging the IRS, which we did successfully, we said they were institutionally incapable of self-correcting. I think the same thing exists here. I think this is exactly the same problem. And when you've got a situation like this, it takes a significant overhaul to restore the credibility of the institution. We need a strong FBI, but we need an FBI that plays by the Constitution, plays by the rules. And you can't have not just leaders, but agents and leaders that are just taking their own positions and doing whatever they want with them. That's not the way this is supposed to work. All right. When we come back from the break, we're going to take more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're also going to give you more updates on Pastor Brunson's case, because Turkey's suffering significant economic consequence for their continued detainment of an innocent American. We're going to have more on that when we come back from the break. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. Back with more in just a moment.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, aclj.org.
live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome back to the second half hour of the broadcast, everyone. And I've got to tell you that there's a lot of news breaking. We've got news on Pastor Andrew Brunson's detention. The lira continues to fall. Inflation at record rates in Turkey and economic instability in Turkey. Release the American being held hostage. It's going to cost them billions of dollars, the Turkish people, because of the position of the Erdogan regime. Christianization is not a crime. You've signed international agreements, and you shouldn't have this situation. That's number one. Number two, Peter Strzok, FBI agent, counterintelligence, espionage leader, led the investigation prior to the appointment of the Office of Special Counsel on Russia on the Hillary Clinton email server, interviewed General Flynn, then was sent over to Bob Mueller to work on the Office of Special Counsel, fired by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, removed from his position, terminated. It begs the question, what is left of this investigation in light of the Constitution that says the fruit of the poisonous tree is not admissible? This question, I keep asking this question, what happened to the evidence that Peter Strzok put together with his team prior to him being fired? That's the question that has to be answered now. So when I talk about irregularities in this investigation, it's breathtaking in its scope.
Yeah, it's like that other question we were discussing last week on the broadcast when we knew that Christopher Steele was begging Bruce Orr, who was still high-ranking in the Department of Justice, oversees the entire division, lost his assistant deputy attorney general position title, but is still oversees an entire department there. But Christopher Steele, that former British spy, was begging Bruce Orr last summer after – well, after 6 months after he got fired from the FBI for leaking information,
yep.
He was begging Bruce Orr for an introduction to Bob Mueller and thought that Bob Mueller would like to maybe hire him financially, actually pay him to work for him. And guess what? That investigative reporter, John Solomon, as of this moment, and as of his reporting, cannot get a confirmation on, one, whether they even spoke to Christopher Steele at the special counsel's office, and two, was there a financial relationship established between the special counsel's office and Christopher Steele. So again, I mean, the idea, the investigators who provide the prosecutors and those who the other law enforcement officials with the info, they are the ones who have not survived the investigation. You know, some of the lawyers have, because really their work hasn't been tested yet on this Russia issue. I mean, they haven't really, the Manafort thing is really unrelated. So you look at this and you realize all of the work that's really been done has been done by people who have been not just discredited, they've lost their entire careers in Andrew McCabe's case, pensions.
Yeah, Andy, what do you think is the appropriate remedy here?
Well,
I could think of a couple.
I hope I'm not.
Is this an investigation that has any legitimacy left?
No.
And my sense on that right now is the answer is no. It does not.
It is not. It is corrupt.
It is corrupted.
It is
from
not.
The beginning.
The people getting fired are not the supposed Trump-Russia stuff. The people getting fired are the investigators who made it all up.
Yeah. So yeah. Why?
Realize that.
Well, that's
because they lied.
Andy, go ahead. Andy's former U.S. attorney.
I mean,
go ahead.
If I was Bob Mueller, I would be shaking in my boots right now, and I would be saying, what have I done? What have I inherited? What am I supervising? What am I special counsel over? A bunch of corrupt investigators who have compromised me and my position with respect to everything that I have looked at. Jordan said it. The evidence, though, has not yet been tested in court. Wait one until that comes. We're seeing signs of that, Jay, in the Manafort trial. Don't think that won't happen elsewhere.
Who knows? I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to comment on that, but I'm going to say this clearly. The irregularities from the outset of this investigation that continue to permeate it today are unprecedented. And it begs this question, what do you then do? Is this a legitimate inquiry at this point? I think the answer is no. We're going to take your calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We'll be back with more on that. We'll be back on more on Pastor. We're trying to weave two big issues together, Andrew Brunson's case in Turkey and the latest developments here with the FBI. Again, we'll take your calls, 800-684-3110. We will be back with more in just a moment.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, here's what he said. Okay, we'll do that in a moment. We'll get right back to that in a moment. But let me set this up. So we now know that Peter Strzok has been fired, terminated, finally. The impacts on that, Jordan, are very significant.
Oh, absolutely. And let me just underscore this why. He was the lead investigator of the Clinton matter. He was the lead investigator that opened up, I forget the name of it, Hurricane or something like that. It was the
Crossfire Hurricane.
Crossfire Hurricane. It was the
Jumping Jack Flash, Rolling Stones.
It was the investigation into Trump-Russia a year before the appointment of the special counsel. Who was the leader there? Strzok. Strzok was the leader. He is the one who made the decision at the FBI to look between Trump-Russia collusion. Then a special counsel gets appointed. And guess who the special counsel says, oh, this would be great to have. We got to get this guy on our team. So they hire bring over both Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Lisa Page already has left the FBI, by the way, folks, just if you're wondering about that. But they bring Peter Strzok over. I think he's there for 3 months. Before the inspector general knocks on, I guess, Bob Mueller's door, says, by the way, in the report that I've got coming out, Bob, you're not going to like what Peter Strzok was writing about some of the people you may be looking into and the campaign you're looking into, considering he wrote that the president will not, I think we've got this in the soundbite exchange, listen, between Gowdy and Strzok, but he wrote that it would not be able for they make sure that the president would not win. He said that.
How many people you interviewed before you wrote it? If you want to get into context, let one of my other colleagues do that with you. Here's what I want to know. Who's the he? And he's not.
He is then-candidate Trump.
So when you said, no, Donald Trump's not, in connection with the question going to become president, what's the it?
Chairman
we'll
Gowdy.
Stop it.
Chairman Gowdy, that text needs to be taken in the context
Look, if you want to have a debate over a two-letter word, we're going to have to do that some other time. What and who did you mean by it?
Mr. Gowdy, as I've stated, that text was written late at night in shorthand.
I don't care when it was written. About. I don't care it's whether it was longhand, cursive. I don't care about any of that. I want to know what it meant, Agent Strzok.
It would be his candidacy for the presidency,
see, wasn't that
and
tough?
My sense that the American population would not vote him into office.
Here, you know what? This is the problem. I'm going to go to Harry Hutchinson on this first. I'm going to get everybody's opinion on this. Here's the problem. You listen to this. This is the lead investigator. He was on the case a year before the special counsel was appointed. He was in charge of the
Clinton investigation, the Russia probe. He was in charge of the Flynn investigation, and this is the guy. And now he's been fired. But you look at all of this, and you say to yourself, why in the world with these irregularities would the American people tolerate this continuing? Harry?
It makes no sense. Before launching an investigation, we need evidence of a crime. There is no evidence that a crime was ever committed. Before targeting an individual, we need evidence of probable cause. There is no evidence of probable cause. So launching this particular investigation, led by Peter Strzok, amounts to, in my opinion, a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And it's clear beyond question to me that all of the evidence...
Explain what that would mean under the Fourth Amendment. I think it's very important.
If there is no probable cause, then the individual cannot be charged constitutionally under our system. So if you again go back to the Wong Sung case, illegally obtained evidence must indeed be excluded. And it must be excluded from the special counsel's investigation.
But here's my question, Wes. Should this investigation, as it sits now and as it's constituted, be allowed to go forward as it is?
I don't think so. I don't see how.
This is beyond the pale.
I don't see how it could be, because whatever material Bob Mueller has as a part of his investigation, there is no way to dissect the tainted material that Strzok gave to the group. There's no way to sort it out. You have to start from square one. There's no way to separate it out.
But a lot of it was based off this work with Christopher Steele, is word of mouth, verbal communication, put down on paper sometimes, but not to be trusted. I mean, listen, opposition research, which is what Nellie Orr was working on with Christopher Steele and Glenn Simpson, is not prepared to be utilized in the court of law. Okay,
right.
It's being prepared to be utilized usually at the most in campaign advertising, and that is not very regulated when it comes to truth telling. And again, in your window, things that get passed around about people, word of mouth things, but it is not prepared in the sense of, okay, we're going to take this and go to court with it. I mean, opposition researchers would laugh at you if they thought that's what you were going to be doing, their information. And yet, these guys, Bruce Orr and then Peter Strzok working through them, even after Christopher Steele gets fired, they're letting oppo researchers prepare their court filings. Looks like their court filings in a FISA court, too.
In a FISA court. So how does that play out, Andy? Not well for the government.
That's very scary. The corrupting of a FISA court and the possible corrupting of a judge through false information that you've concocted, Jay, that you've made up, and then you use that as a basis to get a search warrant before a U.S. district judge. Now we're talking about, that's serious business. You can corrupt a lot of institutions in this country and maybe get away with it. But when you start talking about corrupting the judiciary, then you've signed the death warrant of the United States.
They're very strong words. All right, we're taking your calls. 1-800-684-3110.
All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Donald in Illinois on line 5. Donald, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Donald.
Hello, Jay.
Yep.
Jay, great program. Thanks. I'm watching it here from my office. I'm outraged as an American that our justice system needs to be investigated.
Yeah, but it does.
I am absolutely with you on the fact that God needs to help this nation to be able to correct these injustices being performed against a duly elected president.
Well, I will tell you this. I think that that when you look at the nature and scope of the irregularities here and the corruption and the depth of it and what it impacts on a constitutional basis, it raises the serious question of whether, I mean, I think the legitimacy of this whole operation is called into serious question. How can it not be? Look what's taking place. I mean, you know, I don't care what political persuasion you have. I mean, just look at the nature and scope of what's going on here. This is irregular. That's actually being kind to say that this is the irregularities here. I mean, this isn't just irregularities. This is absurd that this would be taking place in the context of a FBI investigation or a counterintelligence investigation, which what it was going on here. All right, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Let's try to grab a few more.
Yep, let's go to Robin in Oregon on line 3. Robin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Robin.
Hello.
Hi.
I have a question, and it kind of relates to the whole situation and being everything now that it's exposed, and we know that there's a lot of there's just a lot of stuff that's been gone wrong.
I don't think we know the half of it, by the way, just so to say that, Robin. I think we're still learning. I think that's what Andy was alluding to. Go ahead.
I agree. what processes, what policies need to be put in place to protect us and our country so that this can't happen again?
No, I mean, it's a very serious question you raise. And then, you know, when you have an investigation, Andy, that takes this kind of path, let's just call that. I mean, what do you as a prosecutor do at that point?
I mean, it's very difficult to get your arms around it and to say, what do we do about it? But the first thing that we do, in my estimation, is stop what's going on right now and don't continue it. That's enough. Write your report. Get it over with. It's done. We've had enough of this corruption.
I think we have the right to know what evidence was gathered by Peter Strzok, though.
We do.
I do think we have the right to know that.
We do, and when we do, it'll be astounding because that's the basis of what everything that has been going on is founded on, Jay.
So I wonder, I mean, you know, that to me, that you know, they're going to say, I know what the media is going to say, oh, they're putting another condition down. Right. That'll be another condition. We'd like to know what was happened with that evidence.
It should be a pretty thing to answer.
By the way, it should not be a complicated thing to answer. We either cabined
like,
it away,
we didn't utilize it, and did
we went to other, right.
Is it a secret that you can't tell me the evidence? Is it secret? It's going to come out in a court of law you trust someday. Why don't you tell me now? Or is it a say? I had a judge.
The truth
once
is, they know it's not going to come out in a court of law because they can't bring a case. So what they could do, but you can't play hide the ball either. I mean, there's a lot going on here. I don't think we know the scope and nature of this. Go ahead, Jordan.
No, I don't. But I think that it gets to the heart of the matter. They won't deny yet working with Christopher Steele. So I hang that over the head until they do. I mean, because
you
that's such an easy thing for. Them to tell a reporter off record, which they have an entire press department,
right.
To tell that reporter, okay, you can stop writing about this because no, this never happened. That doesn't need to be on the record statement. I'm just telling you, the idea that that could even occur would have even come to me if it wasn't for these investigative reporters who asked the questions and can't get answers on it.
Right. All right, we're going to be taking a break. When we come back, we're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget to support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. And as we go into this break, continue to pray for Pastor Andrew Brunson and his family, our leaders. Pray for the leaders in Turkey, too. We need to get his release from his home confinement for the good of our country, for the good of Pastor Brunson. But let me tell you, to the government of Turkey, this administration's serious. This is going to be a $1 billion pastor or more. That's actually more than that right now. The guy's done nothing. Christianization is not a crime under any domestic or international law. And who are we kidding? This is the straw that's breaking the camel's back is the detention of Pastor Andrew Brunson. The Turkey are refusing to let him go home because of what? That's the question. We'll talk more about that when we come back from the break at 1-800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran. All pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, and we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones. Last segment here, we try to grab as many as we can. We'll go in the order that they call.
Yep.
Jordan?
That's right. Adam in California on line six. Adam, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Adam. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Yep.
My concern with Erdogan in Turkey isn't as much as the trumped-up charges against him, but it's the complete failure of the legal system, which affects all of the human rights and everything else going on in Turkey. They could kind of save face by actually letting the trial happen properly, let the defense come up, and then finally go, okay, we found in trial that he's not a terrorist, and then let him go without all the strong-arming. But,
but they're not going to do that. I mean, you're right. The judiciary, which used to be independent, is not. These are all judges appointed by Erdogan. There's no independence in the judiciary. We told you about the witnesses. There's these secret witnesses. They won't let you cross-examine the witnesses. They won't let you put on a defense. This is a sham. We've said that since the very beginning of this, that this is a sham. It continues to be a sham. And what now has to happen is the penalties that Turkey are paying for their activities are strong, and it's affecting their economy significantly. So the end result of this, Harry, how long can their economy suffer like this?
Well, I think it's very, very possible that we could see a precipitous implosion in the Turkish economy over the next 90 days. The value of the Turkish currency, the lira, is plummeting. Inflation is exploding. Yep. Foreign debt as a percentage of gross domestic product is rising.
Let the pastor go.
Turkey is a massive importer of foreign oil, and the value of that oil is rising against the Turkish currency. So Turkey has huge problems. So if it wants a functioning economy, it needs to let Pastor Andrew Brunson go.
Why in the world is this guy worth this much to your government, Turkey, that you would do this? That's what you say to the Mr. Erdogan. All right, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. We're going to get to as many as we can. Who's next, Jordan?
Yep, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Cambria in Utah, line one. Cambria, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, you're on the air.
Thank you. Hello. I'm just curious to know if this is going to reopen a door now to reinvestigate Hillary Clinton and all her shenanigans.
I don't know. I mean, there's an investigation going on by the U.S. Attorney's Office in that's going on right now in Utah, actually, where you're calling from right now. I don't know. I I look forward here and say, you know, I get all of that, but I'm telling you what concerns me in this whole apparatus is the taint from the top to the bottom, from the beginning to where it is currently. And I don't see how you survive constitutionally that taint. And in the middle of this, they want our legal team to make agreements. I mean, this is where it gets to the mind of the absurd. I mean, who would do that in their right mind? All right, let's go ahead and take another call.
All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Rick in Virginia on line five. Rick, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, guys. Hey. Great show. I just want to, first of all, preface this this call by saying that, you know, I really enjoy your show. And
thanks.
I learned so much. But I'm going to make it quick. I do have a comment, and then I'll just take your answer off the air. But first of all, I'm a transplant. I came from the Philippines when I was 14,
great,
and I grew up around the Marcos regime, and I told, you know, your producer there. But this feels to me, and again, this is logic saying that something will come out of it, whether good or bad, and hopefully for the good of the country. But I love this country. I've been a U.S. citizen for a long time, but this feels to me like when I was growing up, where the Marcos regime literally controlled everything from the media to, you know, people with guns and ammo. But I know it's a far cry, but as a person who grew up in that kind of situation, this starting to feel like, hey, anybody who has control of the media can basically control the narrative. And I feel kind of helpless in a way because...
Don't feel helpless here. I mean, the fact is that eventually justice is served. I mean, Andy, it's a painful process sometimes, and this one certainly has been. But it's like the IRS case. It took 3 years of litigation to get it there, but we got it there.
It does. It takes a long time. The wheels of justice do turn slowly. We had a tremendous victory over the IRS, changed the entire atmosphere and the entire situation within an agency of government, and we continue to do that by shining light on the situation. Don't feel despondent, because I think as long as we are here doing the things that we're doing, you're going to be enlightened.
Yep. All right, let's take another call.
Yep. Let's go to Bob in Florida on line four. Bob, welcome.
Hi, Bob.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
I just have a quick,
Yes, I just have a quick comment.
Yep.
And that is, I believe that maybe the reason that Pastor Brunson hasn't been released yet is because President Erdogan maybe feels like he's been backed into a corner, and if he does release him, he can't figure out a way to do that without losing political clout in his own country.
At this point, he's been backed into a corner, yeah. All he has to do is release the pastor. Guess what happens to those currencies? Hey, I know you can't see my hands. But I go, foreign investors are pulling out because of a pastor you've got in prison who's not even Turkish. He's an American, and you won't let him out. You are backed into a corner. Are you going to let your whole government fall? Not your country. The Turkey will survive. Your government fall, Erdogan, over Andrew Brunson. Let's take that last.
Okay. I want to go to Wes quickly. Wes,
Erdogan is in trouble politically.
Yes.
And is this pastor worth it? He rules as a strong man. He's discovering that you cannot control the financial markets the same way you control the military and the media. Mm. And his economy is in trouble. They have $300 billion in debt, most of it in U.S. dollars. The lira is now 45% lower than it was in January against the U.S. dollar. And Turkey is not going to be able to pay their bills. And that makes the international markets very nervous. And it puts him in a precarious place as far as his political survival.
Absolutely. All right, let's grab the last phone call.
Bill in Alabama, online two, final call of the day. Bill, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thanks. What does justice look like at the end of this process?
Well, listen, Bill, you got to hope for the restoration of integrity within the FBI and the DOJ. Again, we're not talking about individual line agents here, but we're talking about some real, this is not, people say deep state, this is right at the surface of the leadership. That's number one. Number two, you've got an investigation that began with corrupt issues, including the dossier, and now it's permeated it. So what we did with the IRS, we had to be the outside agent there at litigating it. You're not going to be able to do that here necessarily, but it may be that this falls on itself, Andy, in one sense. I mean, the nature of this can be so – the cumulative impact of this can become so significant that they can't survive without changing it, the culture.
Yes, it collapses under its own weight, the weight of its own corruption, and sometimes it has to hit rock bottom, Jay, before it comes back. Yep. I'm sorry to say that, but that's exactly what has to happen.
Yep. I think to ultimately change these agencies, you have to make it very easy to fire Peter Strzok. One misstep, fired, just like any other job, especially when you have got the ability to declassify information, the ability to open up counterintelligence investigations. You have missteps like this. I'm not talking about minor clerical mistakes here. Missteps like this, you should be fired. Should not take over a year to get you out of that building and get your security clearance revoked as well.
Yeah, Harry, what do you think?
In addition to all of that, I also think that any Department of Justice official who relied on Peter Strzok, knowing that he was biased, they should be either terminated or demoted, and that includes Bruce Orr.
All right, that's going to do it for the broadcast today. Lot to cover. We did cover it. We've covered everything from Turkey to the Department of Justice and back. Don't forget to support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org in the August matching challenge here. Again, ACLJ.org for that. We'll keep you posted as developments take place. Also, you should connect with us on social media at Jay Sekulow, at Jordan Sekulow. It's a good way to connect with us. Also, you should go to our website at ACLJ.org, get our updates. You can sign up for our newsletter updates there and follow us on Twitter, as I said. All right, that does it for the broadcast today. More to news, I am sure, coming later today and tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org.